NBA previews continuing today, and we are turning our attention to the NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder. Joe Masato is with us with the Oklahoman, covers the Thunder, and has talked with us each of the 3 years now that we've been doing this NBA preview leading up to the season. Joe, thanks a lot for the time. How you been?
I've been good, Derek. It's always fun to do this with you to get ready for a new NBA season.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of maybe had a little inkling of some of this stuff that was coming 2 years ago. I kind of threw out maybe Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as an outside the radar MVP candidate, and then they kind of exploded that year. And then of course last year, putting together the historical run that they put together. Joe, what's next for this team? I mean, what a year this was.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's next is the pursuit to defend this championship, which, the NBA throughout its history is filled with repeat champions, with dynasties, but that's really changed over the last decade or so. Not since the Golden State Warriors in 2017 and 2018 has a team repeated. So that was a lot of the talk at Media Day for the Thunder, sort of how they go about that, how they have the humility entering this season. And I think they're as well positioned as any team to do it. And a lot of that goes toward their talent, and their depth. But they're also such a young team that even though they're coming off a championship, it's not like they're, just content, like they've accomplished it now. There's still a lot of guys who are not even yet in their primes who still have a lot to prove.
Looking at the offseason, what it was, it was just kind of, I guess re-upping everybody. Let's run this thing back. Shai gets the 4-year, $285 million extension. Jalen Williams, 5 years, $287. Chet Holmgren, 5 years, $250. Jalen Williams, 3 years, $24 million. And even A.J. Mitchell, 3 years, $9 million. Plus, they have the number 15 overall pick, Thomas Sorber of Georgetown, which I think was a really good under-the-radar type choice there. Joe, it's just kind of, the vibes of you can just tell this team loved each other last year. Let's do it again.
Yeah, exactly. And all of those extensions were expected, but at the same time, this is Oklahoma City, and obviously there's the history of not getting the Harden extension done. There's, Kevin Durant leaving for the Golden State Warriors, so it's not a sure thing in a small market. So to have the big three intact now through the 2031 season is huge, and that all starts with Shai, J-Dub, and Chet Holmgren. And yeah, this is basically the same team. I mean, they lost, Dylan Jones, who was a rookie who barely ever played, and basically replaced him with Thomas Sorber, who's not going to play either because he tore his ACL during an offseason workout. So basically the Thunder are going to run it back. It's virtually the same entire team as a year ago.
Is there anything different? Is there a new, I think there were some injuries last year to some guys that, just kind of depth pieces that are going to kind of, jump up and have, more of a role? Or do you expect it to really look a lot the same?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to give the younger guys more of a chance. A.J. Mitchell is, I think, a good breakout candidate. This is a guy who was getting minutes even as a second-round rookie early in the season. But then he had a turf toe injury that required surgery. He didn't come back till the end of the regular season, got spot minutes in the playoffs, but he's a guy who could really be a primary ball handler in their second unit. So I'm really high on A.J. Mitchell. Nikola Topic just had another setback, but he's going to make his debut. He's a former lottery pick who had a ACL injury rehabbing all last year. So he should be back in about a month or so. And, there's also guys like Cason Wallace that are proven, but still, entering his third season, maybe there's another leap to make for him. And they did deal with a lot of injuries last year to Chet Holmgren, to Isaiah Hartenstein. I think Chet, if he stays healthy, has all NBA potential. He was healthy at the right time, but the Thunder would like him to be healthy for the regular season.
Again, talking with Joe Masato, he covers the Oklahoma City Thunder for the Oklahoman. And Joe, I guess, when we talked about, how tough it is to, or how tough it has been lately to repeat, and a lot of that, maybe that comes down to sort of, the attitude of you've got that championship. How do you respond? Are you as hungry as you usually were? Obviously, last year you won 68 games through the Thunder. And so, they were hungry all year long. With this team, it just feels like to me that might not be a concern. Maybe it is for every team, but maybe less with this group because they're so young.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's the key here is that they are young. that, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren still have something to prove kind of individually, but as part of the larger team context, of course, you know what Shea is going to bring, just MVP type numbers. And there's so much youth on this roster that there's going to be natural improvement, even if it's not shown in the win-loss record. Like, I don't think anyone could expect the Thunder to win, 68 games again or more. I mean, they certainly could. It's within the realm of possibility. But I think, they'll probably lose a few more games in the regular season. Maybe that elite defense takes some more nights off than it did because it knows what it takes now in the playoffs. But I think entering the postseason this coming year, I think the Thunder is going to be a better team, even if, some of those regular season numbers slip a bit, just because they're going to have more maturity and more experience knowing what it takes to win in the playoffs. So, I don't think like the hunger is a factor at all for this team.
Looking at it from a different perspective now, I guess last year going into the year, Thunder kind of filled their weaknesses. They got Isaiah Hartenstein, another big two, helped them defend the rim. Of course, they got better defensively around the perimeter with Alex Caruso coming in. And one of the teams that they beat, one of the toughest teams, one of their toughest battles was, of course, going seven with the Nuggets. And the Nuggets absolutely were the winners of the offseason. So. When it comes to matchups there, Thunder Nuggets, we're going to see this play out, of course, during the regular season, but nothing like the playoffs. So what do you think that looks like right now? Do you think there is, I mean, the Thunder still have so much talent and so much diversity that it's tough for anybody to match up, but if somebody can, it might be the Nuggets.
Yeah, Denver's the biggest threat, and I think they're the pretty clear top threat to the Thunder, not just in the West, but in all the NBA. And it's because of Jokic. The Thunder saw what it was like to go against him in a seven-game series a year ago, and that's with, Aaron Gordon being injured in game seven, and with not a lot of depth around Jokic. They've really retooled in the offseason. I love the Cam Johnson for Michael Porter Jr. swap. And Jokic, is still the best player in the world. So I think the Nuggets present the toughest challenge for the Thunder. I think that could be another seven-game series. And I think if those two teams do match up in the playoffs, the winner of that series is probably the NBA champion. I just think those two teams are a cut above.
Other than injuries, is there anything you can think of that could hurt the Thunder? It's, I mean, maybe, and there's probably virtually no chance they won't be a top four, 3 to 4 seed, but is there anything else that could befell them, I guess?
Yeah, it's really hard to even think of something outside of the obvious, which is injuries. And those have especially been a problem for a guy like Chet, who missed what would have been his rookie season. Then he comes back, plays in all 82 games, then only plays in 32 last year. So he's kind of the wild card in all of this. And if he's healthy, he raises their ceiling. But again, there's so much depth on this roster. Guys we haven't even talked about, like, an Aaron Wiggins or an Isaiah Joe, that just provide a buffer in the regular season to where you can't really see that sort of drop off. So, I honestly can't think of anything other than health.
Right. Joe Masato again. He is from the Oklahoman, covering the Oklahoma City Thunder. Joe, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the season, all right?
All right. Thanks, Derek.